This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's been a month since we moved into the SST version 2.0 era under Pakatan Harapan. And apparently, the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry receives some 2,000 complaints a day related to the sales and services tax. What are the major concerns for retailers and how do we live with SST moving forward? This is Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today to answer these questions is the Chieftain of StoreHub, Fong Wai Hong. Wai Hong, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Audrey.
Okay, Wai Hong, just to kick things off, I know you work with 5,000 retailers, almost 5,000 retailers in the region, and you have a really strong footing right here in Malaysia, your home base. As an overview, from a retailer's perspective, how has the transition from GST to SST been over the past 30 days or so?
I think it's been quite a rocky year for retailers as far as change is concerned. Even if we backtrack a little bit before that, when GST was abolished, that was a challenge in itself for many retailers. And now with the introduction of SST, retailers have had to go through this exercise again of trying to figure out what does that mean for our pricing. What does that mean for our receipt printing? And what does that mean for the systems that we use to kind of, deal with all of this? So there's a lot of change here. And a lot of it has to do with some of the tweaks to technology. So their point of sale systems, if they do have one. But a lot of it has to do with understanding the laws as well, because that's not been kind of fixed from the beginning, right? It's kind of a bit of a fluid movement right now. And so having to deal with both the changing, law, but also the change in technology and change in the way they display tax and whatnot, I think that's been a definite challenge for retailers.
Okay. And judging from the thousands of business owners and SMEs that you service, do you feel that retailers in Malaysia, do they understand how SST works?
Yeah, so just to clarify, I think with SST, we use the word retailers quite loosely here. But the reality is that for the most of the people that are affected are primarily restaurant owners or F&B owners. So that's the main sector and the service sector, right? So with retail itself, it's more of a those segments of the market where SST really, really hits. So I think with regards to understanding and being able to engage with that, I think it's definitely not easy for them to get around it. And that's where we have been able to try to bridge that gap and do as much research as we can. During that period of uncertainty, our team was working day and night to try to put together as much information that we can piece together. And even then, we were updating our article on a daily basis, because that's how quick the change was being put forward.
I'm just thinking about the old mom and pop stores. They were part of a time when there was the SST tax. And then that moved into the GST. And then now we're back to SST again, version 2.0. Is this SST different from the SST of old? Could they just revert to the old way of implementing SST? Because this one sounds slightly different, right?
Yeah, I think they call it SST 2.0 for a reason. Although I'll be more inclined to call it 1.5, if anything. considering that they did raise the threshold for FMB businesses to 1.5 million ringgit instead of half a million ringgit.
Correct.
But just on that note itself, it's just one of the few things that are different about the current SST and what it was before. And I think there are quite a few other areas too that have changed, including the types of businesses that would be affected by SST in the past. They didn't target IT services, and I know some healthcare is also affected. So there is some change. It's not just so straightforward to say, look, let's just revert to what we had before. There needs to be some education from the business owners themselves to try to understand what is changed and what is changing.
Mm.
I think you mentioned yesterday we just had some new changes as well.
Yeah.
And I think this is somewhat a week to week thing, and I'm always kind of refreshing the news to kind of try to get a sense of like what's going on with all that.
I think with GST, we took almost a year and a half to get used to what we need to pay that little extra for.
Yeah.
And just getting used to the fact that to expect GST to be on your receipt, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it's early days for SST version 1.5.
Yeah.
So there will be changes. And so far, things have been pretty fluid. But what I do know is that fewer businesses are affected by the SST compared to the GST, because this SST is a single stage tax.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the big change, a big difference, I would say, between GST and SST is, with regards to this, is that with GST you have something called the input, the output kind of track, input credits, output, and output tax kind of like system, where you had to keep track of how much you paid to your suppliers and be able to claim that against how much you're charging your customers for. So I think there is that complexity of that system, whereby every single kind of like business in between, we think about the retail chain from manufacturer all the way to retailer, there's usually a bunch of other guys in between, wholesalers, distributors, and so on and so forth. So every single business in that kind of like funnel needs to be managing and kind of like accounting for all these different inputs and outputs. So I think with SST, it's just, if you're a manufacturer, this is what you pay. If you're a service business or you have an F&B business, this is what you pay. So that is, it's kind of the complexity of tracking is easier.
Mm.
There is less need for a business to claim against their suppliers.
Mm.
But then there also, creates an interesting kind of like, what is the complexity here then, right? And I think a lot of it has to do with more in the way that the government is trying to implement exclusion lists or these businesses, okay, or these types of products. And that's usually where businesses would struggle with, right?
Mm.
It's GST was fairly blanket, and so that the simplicity of a blanket system is that it is everyone has to do it, right? And whilst in this case, there's selection, there was a lot of clarity that was needed, I think, in that time when they announced SST.
So were retailers confused whether SST applied to them or not? If they needed to register for SST or not, was that an issue?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some confusion there with regards to, this My Business. And if you think about it, some businesses are not so clear-cut, right? If you're, say, a restaurant that does retail, or if you're a hybrid kind of operation but registered under the same Sendirian Bahad, what does that mean for you?
Yeah.
So there are some challenges here to address that that would not really make clear up to the point of 1st of September.
Mm.
And I think retailers were business owners really scrambling to try to figure that stuff out. The good thing I would say is that the government has openly stated, at least that they would not be taking a hard approach on this, and be taking a bit more of a look. We're going to be a bit softer and trust that people are trying to do the right thing, and I think that's fair because, the implementation of it was not exactly 100% clear either. So I think that's the good thing that we see, and so we're usually encouraging these guys to this is what we know, and we can make decisions based on this, and don't worry, the government is not going to be clamping down hard on you, but let's just try to do the right thing as well.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break now to squeeze in some messages. But when we come back, we talk about some of the major issues business owners are enduring due to SST. We're going to talk about POS systems, accounting issues, inventory issues. All of this with StoreHub Chieftain Fong Wai Hong. Resource Center will be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
You are still listening to Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is Fong Wai Hong. He is the chieftain at StoreHub, and StoreHub services almost 5,000 retailers across the region, and they have been very hands-on when it comes to helping their retailers and business owners manage a POS system. They call them StoreHubbers.
Sure.
How are the StoreHubbers faring in this SST version 2.0 era?
I think they are very grateful that our guys were literally there till 2 a.m. for them, leading up to, you know, the SST implementation. We got our customer support team really just to really be there for people. And at the same time, you know, our marketing content team put together, you know, material that people can read that references sources from whether that's the government or different media outlets, just to help people understand in a simple, and, you know, we use lots of GIFs and make it, you know, a little bit more interesting, and people, because it's quite a difficult thing to understand in different parts of it. And I think for us, the most important thing is that the changes in the software and the changes that they needed to make in the system, we did most of the, as much heavy lifting as we can for them. There was a few things that were still challenging, though, that the business owners themselves had to work through. They were not complex, but they were very tedious. So things like you know, the change of pricing. If you had GST before and now you don't have SST because you're not part of that, you know, the list of businesses that are required to charge that, you would have to change up your pricing. If you you kind of like the reverse, or you have a mixture, and pricing changes are difficult, right? Because pricing changes involves accounting for tax, accounting for rounding up the price.
That's the other thing.
If it's $16 right now and you take away 6%, it's not like a nice round number of 10% or whatever it is. Even if it's 10%, it would still be like, you know, 14-ish, right? And there's some funny numbers in there. But 6% does, you know, create a lot of funny pricing if you just left it as that, or if you just took 6% or added 6% on. So there was a lot of work here. And if you imagine that retailers or business owners with thousands of SKUs, thousands of items in the store, that's when it becomes quite painful.
Wow, that sounds like a... Doesn't sound like a headache. Sounds like a full-blown migraine there.
Yeah.
All right. Pricing is one issue. What about managing your inventory? If you have stock, say, back from the GST era, how do you price your products and services accordingly now under the SST? How does that work?
Yeah, so there was definitely some challenges with, you know, how we mentioned earlier, the input-output credits and tax collected kind of system in GST, and retailers having to think through about, you know, how do I make sure that I claim back my input tax, and at the same time don't overpay and so on and so forth. So definitely some transition that was required to understand, okay, all my invoices there with that stock, right? But then the reality with SST, there is no input tax system. And so you know, retailers then have to make sure that, okay, I think the biggest challenge is to make sure that whatever they've paid for in the GST era, they've claimed back. Because they are paying, they will be paying, you know, SST, or they are paying SST, and not able to claim anything, you know, against that old system. So there is definitely a need to understand and to clarify. And I think business owners would probably, some will probably be very diligent about this with their accountants and make sure, hey, look, I want every single dollar claimed back. Some may not be so clear about the system, and they might be missing out on that. So I think some clarity around what that difference is and how that is handled differently in both systems would be helpful to think about how do we you know, manage our inventory in that sense.
One of the other issues I think most retailers would have is making the adjustment from GST to SST on their POS systems. How has StoreHub handled this transition?
Yeah, so with the transition itself, like I said, there's a few layers to this. One is at the kind of like the system level. How do we change up the tax codes, the receipt layout? There's a whole bunch of things there. Technically speaking, the SST system is a tax exclusive system, which is very similar to the US kind of like system, whereby your tax is a separate amount on top of your final total.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas the GST system, we actually follow kind of the Australian system, which is your tax is included kind of in your total. Mm. So the display on the receipt technically has to show tax exclusive.
Mm.
So those are some of the changes that we have to help our retailers understand. Because, I mean, we have customers in multiple countries which both apply a tax-exclusive or tax-inclusive mode of displaying their prices and tax. And so we have to educate them to understand, okay, this is what's changed now. This is how you do it in the system. It's quite straightforward. It's really easy. It can be rolled out with a click of a button, but this is what you need to think about. And I think the reality is that while the system can do it easily, I think the awareness of what needs to be done is where most of our work really was crucial.
So for StoreHub, you work with retailers in the Philippines, in Thailand, in Singapore as well. Mm. You have a base in Shanghai. How has working with these different tax systems applied in other countries helped you manage the transition to SST right here in Malaysia?
I guess it makes us a bit more grateful that what we consider locally to be incredibly complex. There are some incredibly complex tax systems out there.
Mm.
I think in particular, for example, in the Philippines, we had to work with the tax bureau to ensure that the receipts were printed to the T according to their standards. And it was incredibly complex. It took us nearly a year to kind of like negotiate and figure out and have clarity around that, because again, there is some fluidity in their thinking as well behind what is required and what's not. So working with that kind of like system here, and having to deal with the changes at this rapid pace, I think we've come to terms with the fact that we are in developing nations, and these laws and these figuring out what works and what doesn't work, it's a little bit like, I guess, how we grew our company, right? A little bit like a startup kind of mindset, where we're just really trying to figure out what works, and that change is just that whole it's just something that we have to be comfortable with, and I think that kind of like having to deal with all this complexity and all that change, that puts us in a good position to be able to say, look, guys, we're not going to be complaining about all these things. It's just what is happening. And hey, because we're local, because we're here for our customers, because we're willing to make that change and make that effort to handle this well, hopefully our customers will find that same effort meaningful in that sense as well.
Looking at it from an accounting point of view, have there been any hiccups with regards to implementing SST?
I think with accounting, the main question is really more of like, how are you where are you in this changing law, right? Like, is there, do I now fall in this category? Do I not fall in that category? And I think people have really, the biggest struggle is knowing when something changes and how do you actually implement that change, once that news has come up, right? So I think that is the biggest challenge for business owners. Accounting is something that we, accountants and accounting software, something they work closely with.
Mm.
So even like some of the more international accounting software, their speed and ability to adapt to kind of like the local systems, that was also a challenge to work through. So I think that there are definitely some challenges here. But I think and accountants that we talk to are also struggling to kind of figure out their place. I think it's definitely one of those areas that is worthwhile for the business owners to really be on top of the issue instead of just saying, okay, I'm just going to rely 100% on my accountant.
Yeah.
I think that is something that we've noticed anyways.
Okay. Retail Group Malaysia said just before SST was implemented that retail sales are expected to drop significantly in the first 2 months following the reintroduction of the SST. They said this because consumers will adopt a more cautious approach to spending. But they also said that sales would return to normal November onwards with school holidays and spending ahead of the year-end festivities. Have you noticed a dip in sales in the first month so far? And do you agree that we should expect this slight dip in spending for the months of September and October?
It's really interesting because, when GST was implemented, we definitely saw a dip in sales, right? But when GST was abolished, we actually saw an up
uptick.
Right. So I guess if you would like to, if you were to compare sales now to I guess the last couple of months when GST was abolished and SST was not yet implemented,
that then, whole what was it called again? Tax break period.
I mean, then I guess it's really easy to make the assertion that absolutely, right? No one's going to buy the cars anymore, or the, you know, which were tax free and now are taxed, and there's a whole bunch of, I guess, you know, if you look at the graphs, right, you would see, sure, drop. But if you were to compare spending right now to pre, I guess, you know, abolishment of GST, I would say that we haven't noticed anything too drastic in terms of you know, that spending change. There's definitely been, I think it was more of a bullish kind of like growth in the last couple of months because everyone was trying to take advantage of that tax break, so-called. And I think we're not necessarily going below the levels what we had before. I mean, the truth is that since GST was implemented, you know, those sales have not recovered to the levels that, you know, we
pre-GST.
So after the dip in sales when GST was implemented, we haven't recovered to pre-GST kind of like sales. So I think the reality is that retail as a whole is already in that kind of like struggling, kind of figuring out mindset. So I'll say the pattern is not, it's more short-term based on that tax break period as opposed to anything. But implementation of SST, I think, is just taking us to similar, if not slightly better than GST time. So I wouldn't say it's too big of a deal in that sense. Yeah.
Okay. Wai Hong, just before we go, any advice for retailers, business owners, business practitioners out there struggling with the implementation of SST? How can they make life easier for themselves? Do you have any advice?
Absolutely. I think it's really important in this time for business owners to make sure that they keep a very close relationship and, you know, channels of communication with their technology vendors, with their accountants. I think particularly on the point of sale side, which, you know, that's where we're focused on, we found that the communication that we put out and having these channels to actually talk to our business owners, I think that's been something that they've really appreciated. So I really suggest that, you know, especially with all these changes that are happening so rapidly, that people keep abreast of that, and not just to just rely on the vendors to kind of do everything, but to really understand what is needed and what it needs to be changed, and perhaps even the law itself, what is going on there. I think for us here at StoreHub, we really try to take that initiative on our side to kind of reach out and really engage with our customers. Mm-hmm. We can do that easily because it's a cloud-based system, so everything is kind of like online, mobile phones, live chat. But if you're, you know, if you're struggling with a more traditional system right now, then the effort it takes to kind of like adapt to the changes might be higher. Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that I think I would suggest for business owners to consider to kind of like put in a little bit more effort to work with their vendors in that sense. I think that's probably what some of the advice I can say.
Yeah, and for StoreHubbers, how can they get in touch with your people if they need help?
Yeah, for StoreHubbers, it's really easy. You know, they log into their system. There's a live chat button. They click it. We answer usually within a minute. Mm. You know, they pick up the phone. They can call us. They can drop us an email. But over 80% of our customers love to live chat. So I think that's something that we're all used to, right? The instant messaging culture. Yeah. But whether they want to, you know, call, drop an email, live chat, you know, StoreHubbers are very welcome to always talk to us. You know, our guys are here 7 days a week to support and help them. You know, if they have any questions about whether that's how do they change that stuff up because of SST, you know, our team is well trained to engage with that.
All right. Wai Hong, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I've been speaking with Fong Wai Hong. He is the chieftain at StoreHub, and we've been talking about SST, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you miss any part of this show, you know what to do. Go look for our podcast on the BFM website. That's bfm.my. Or better yet, go look for the podcast on the BFM mobile app that's available now on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Let your favorite podcasts come to you. There are a whole bunch of SST related podcasts on our app as well. I guess that is a wrap for Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Fong Wai Hong from StoreHub, thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.